Brussels bakery, and there's nothing available from a Jew.
What about if it comes from the bakery and I can get the same next door by a Jew? That's a major machloikas in the Rishonim. Machloikas in Minhagim. Some kehilas are more makel on this. Others are machmer on this. But let us say, for the purposes of what we are discussing, that if it comes from a bakery and you can't get from a Jew, you can definitely buy and eat pas pelta. On the other hand, when it comes to bishul akum, there's no such leniency at all. Chazal did not differentiate between bishul akum, which he cooked in his house, or he cooked in some factory, or he cooked in some palta arrangement in some sort of institutionalized commercial arrangement. We don't find a heta of a palta by bishul akum. We don't find a difference whether there is or there isn't available things from a Jew in the dinim of bishul akum. So bishul akum has its leniency that it doesn't apply if it's not Eilal Shulchan Malachim, which that leniency is not applicable to Pasakum. Pasakum has his leniency that if it comes from a bakery, and definitely if it comes from a bakery and there's nothing available by a Jew, it's for sure okay. Some will tell you merely the fact that it comes from a bakery, not from his house, is already a heta in Pasakum. In Bishul Akum, there's no such leniency.
Sorry.
We had those who say that a commercial, and the big discussion exactly what Ramosha did or didn't mean, but there's no widespread heta because it comes from a commercial place. Now, the big question, which is the topic of the discussion today, is how exactly do you define which category is included in Pasakum and what's included in Bishul Akum? It's agreed that the difference between Pasakum and Bishul Akum is not that the one is baked and the other is cooked. We've had Gemaras, we've had Rishonim of vegetables being baked, and they are classified as Bishul Akum, which means that they will have the leniencies of Bishul Akum of not being Eilal Shulchan Malachim. They will have the stringencies of Bishul Akum, that it makes no difference whether it comes from the palta and there is or isn't available from the Jew. So baking and cooking doesn't seem to be the point. So what is the point? Says Tosfos in Beitza, says the Goyin and the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, the difference is anything which potentially you could make on it a bracha of amotzi. Bread gets a bracha of amotzi. The fact that it has a bracha of amotzi lechem in aretz classifies it as bread, and once you're classified as bread, you get all the chumras and all the kolas of bread. You get the chumra of bread that even if it's black bread and it's not Eilal Shulchan Malachim, you get the kola of bread because it comes from a bakery. What about cake? Cake, we make mazonos on cake. If I was kaveh stood on a cake, if I ate a whole tray of cake, then the din is that I'm going to make a moitzi. Pas habobakisnin. Cake is called in its halachic term, name is pas habobakisnin. So when you eat it in small amounts, it's mazonos. In large amounts, it's hamoitzi. It makes no difference whether I'm eating a little bit of this cake or a lot of the cake. Any cake which potentially you could, in some sort of form or another, make on it a bracha of hamoitzi, that is classified as bread. Hence, it has the dinim of pasakum and not bishalakum. Anything which, whatever you will do, however much you will eat, will remain a mazonas and not a hamoitzi, that cannot be pasakum. And if it's not pasakum, what will it be? It'll be bishalakum, with all the chumras and with all the kulas of bishul akum. A case in question, being that we are a week before Hanukkah, is donut. What's the story of the donut? General cake, we know, if you eat a lot of cake, if you kaveh Sudan cake, it's going to be hamoit. What will be the din if a fellow decides to eat 20 donuts? Is he going to wash? Can he say hamoitzi or not? Not that any one of us is ever going to do this. But if potentially 20 donuts would be hamoitzi, then that would place donuts in the din of Pasakum. And if it comes under the heading of Pasakum, then it'll make no difference whether the donuts are oil ashur malachim or not oil ashur malachim. However much we'll say that we don't serve donuts at a chashav asuda and it's not oil ashur malachim, but if donuts are classified as a bread-like substance, then it's ruled by the dinim of pasakum. And in pasakum, it makes no difference whether it's oil ashur malachim or not. So what will it then depend on? Did the donuts come from the goy's house? Did they come from his bakery? If it came from the bakery, do I follow those who say that it depends on whether it's available by the yid or not available by the yid? It's determined by the dinim of pasuk. If, on the other hand, donuts, however much you will eat of donuts, we'll soon see in a minute, if you hold like that opinion, that however much you eat will always remain a mazonas, then it cannot be included in pasakum. If it's not included in pasakum, then what is it? It's bishalakum. And if it's bishalakum, it'll depend on whether it's oil ashur malachim or not. And if you hold that donuts are not oil ashur malachim, then it's glamuta, even if it's made by the goy. If you hold the donut is yes, oil ashur malachim, then it'll be strictly forbidden a donut made by a goy. It's irrelevant whether he made it in the bakery or in his house, and whether it's available by the Jew or not available to the Jew, because it belongs to bishalakum. What's the question? General donuts, we're talking about original donuts, are not baked. You make a great big dough, which you could in theory bake, which is normally the way of making bread and cake is baking, but instead of baking, we fry. This is in fact a machloikus between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash. What's their machloikus? We generally take bread and cake is mazoinas, and if you eat a lot of it, it'll be a moitzi. Which point in the production of bread and cake is that which determines it as being bread and cake? Is it because I made a dough, and after that makes no difference whether I baked it, fried it, but the dough in itself is a reason to be called bread or bread family, and then if you eat a lot of it, you're going to make a moitzi? Or no, bread and bread-like substances only become bread if they are baked. And something which is not baked, even if it was made from a dough, will always remain mazonos. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that donuts, even though they are not baked, but because they start off from a dough, they are from the bread family. And if they're from the bread family, says Rabbeinu Tam, if you eat a lot of donuts, you're going to make a moitzi. What's the difference to you and me, who are anyway not eating a lot of donuts? The difference is that according to Rabbeinu Tam, donuts are going to be called from the bread family, and they come under the designation of pasakum, with all the milas and with all the chazonas of pasakum. The Rash, on the other hand, holds no, that what determines something as bread and cake is dependent on baking or not baking. If you didn't bake it, you cannot be part of the bread family, and therefore, according to the Rash, donuts will always remain mazonos. If they'll always remain mazonos, then for our interest, donuts, according to the Rash, are going to be under the classification of bishalakum and not pasakum. This is the first question. Donuts, we have to determine whether donuts belong to bishalakum or pasakum, which is dependent on Hilchas Brachos. There's another continuation of this, which is b'machlokes shnuya, and we're not going to be meirich about this, and that's how exactly do we look at Cheerios and bagels. What happens by, we'll take bagels as a tshuva of Rav Moshe, bagels are made first fried or cooked and later baked. So Rav Moshe says as follows: if you hold like the opinion which says that the baking is the important thing over here, we have to know whether this is called a baking. Rav Moshe says that the bagels, when they are soaked in water or when they are fried, they are not yet royal achila. They're not edible at that stage. What makes them edible? The baking later. If that's the case, says Rav Moshe, then bagels is considered to be like any other cake, any other food, any other bread. It belongs to the bread family, according to both opinions, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash. Why? Because the fact that the bagel was cooked or fried before makes no difference, because that didn't make it royal achila. What did make it royal achila? What made it edible? The baking later. So the bagel is a regular baking, says Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe. Cheerios. Half the people in the world will tell you, or more, that the Cheerios are first soaked in water, they're not edible, they are later dried out in an oven, which makes them edible, which classifies them the same as bagels, according to Reb Moshe. That's what some will tell you. Others will tell you, no, that the way they make Cheerios is that they're first soaked, they're perfectly edible at that stage, and therefore anything which happens subsequently doesn't interest us. And therefore, according to them, Cheerios, the only thing we're interested in Cheerios is you made a dough, and later you soaked it in water. It was already edible. In which case, Cheerios are exactly the same as donuts. So, donuts itself has a machlokes of Tinu Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash. Cheerios is a question whether it's the same as bagels, which classifies it definitely as pas, or whether Cheerios are ready royal achila at the soaking stage, in which case Cheerios are going to be exactly the same as the donuts, which is machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash. This is, Rabbi Say, if you have in front of you the booklet, it will take 2 minutes to look at the booklet and show you around. On page Kuf Gimel 103, we start with the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis. Yesh Mekoymes, this is a din in Pas Akum, where the Shulchan Aruch tells us the din of Pas Palta. It comes from the baker, and there is or isn't available from the Jew. This is page Kuf Gimel. In Sif Vav, on page 105, Kuf He, the Ramah says, the end of the Ramah, which is grayed out, V'oysan nilu shakirin kuchlach, cake, o'minim asukya shakirin lekach, heim bichlal pas. In the dinim of Pas Akum, cake is the same as Pas Akum. Why is that? Turn the page to 106, and the Vilna Gaon quotes a Tosfos. Tosfos says, on the first line of the Vilna Gaon, De'i kova alayu, if a person would eat enough of these cakes, bevarech hamotzi, then you would make hamotzi. That's enough to classify it under the dinim of Pas Akum and not Bishal Akum. If you go back to page Kuf Dalad, you'll see the Prima Godim, and the Prima Godim speaks out over here what the introduction that we said. Pas Akum has his chumras and his kulas. Bishul Akum has his chumras and his kulas. And we have to decide on each individual item whether it's classified as pas or whether it's classified as bishul. If there's time still, on page 111, Kuf Yud Aleph, we have a very famous Shulchan Aruch, which says that if you're mekel in the dinim of pas palta, definitely in a situation where you eat from a pas palta, even though there is pas of a yid available in town, says the Shulchan Aruch, that's a kula which applies 355 days of the year. But in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, you can't be mekel on the dinim of pas palta. If there's time, Moav Raboisai, enjoy your very geshmak seder. We make it in what?
But
each person according to his opinion. What are the kulas of Pasakum? That if it comes from a baker, then you have a kula. Not from the going.
Right.
Comes from the baker.
Right.
Correct.
I hope
I will.
Enjoy yourself.
In a few months?
Maybe. I think one month at a time.
Well, don't let us down.
In the shir yesterday, they were discussing chalitz, where that was put up right before Shabbos by a guy because they forgot to make it, and then if you lift it up, since it's not a piyapula, you separate it from.
Right.
Two questions.
I wasn't there this year,
that was the shir. I'm just curious. Amir Lakum, was it that you would
Amir
ask?
Amir Lakum Ben Ashmosh.
Either
Ben Ashmosh or when I was in the Kabbal Shabbos.
So you do the Ben Ashmosh. And then he was saying, well, maybe it's Pam Luxa, but Tikkun Mana, this would be a Tikkun Mana if.
We don't pass a Tikkun Mana on food.
We don't pass a Tikkun Mana on food.
No. Except for the Shabura says, when you've got very, very, very salty fish and it's impossible to eat, then there might be a... Generally, we don't find particular monarchy.
So this
a guy cooks on Shabbos.
He didn't pass it on the Shiloh. What do you think about the Shiloh? It's very, very difficult. Tell a guy to make a chance and then pick it up.
Did you mention the Aruch HaShulchan at all?
I don't remember.
Okay.
You said in the Sound of Yafalo.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Fine. Say that. Enjoy. Enjoy. Thank you.
Okay. So Mamana Shach were coming out before. Saying the jurors that I know that were back during the Azazel Chuba, but it's not. Is it jurors Olo Shach and Malach?
Everyone's not that.
Cheerios, not Olo Shach and Malach.
Right.
So everyone's going to eat Cheerios.
Right.
The question is only why. Is it really a pasakum and it's mutter because there's nothing available, or because it comes from the palta?
And there's really not nothing available that comes because the fact that there are
and
other.
If that's true, then it says make sure you can't be maker, like you said.
Right.
But or no? Do we say
but
the Cheerios?
Really nothing available, though.
Sorry.
When, in a way, you ask children, right? Right. If you ask them, right. All the different meaning in a lot of different areas they have different things that they make it. You know, what do you need to have? Walmart pretzels when you can have Lever pretzels.
If it's the same price and whatever, right?
Right, so, but when it comes to...
Asesame Tshuva.
I'm not talking about... Asesame Tshuva. When it comes to Cheerios, Asesame Tshuva. So, I mean, as an adult, I think that's how Ray Felder in his countries that he came out there for adults should be makbid because of this.
Of Cheerios and Asesame Tshuva.
Yeah.
So that depends
and
on the children.
The children, they're from a funic about it.
Those who say that Cheerios don't belong to the bread family.
Fine.
So it's bishalakum.
Right.
So if it's bishalakum,
and then it's
not elshavakum.
Right.
So why should we machon? So it's mitzvah.
Right. No, because on the tzad that's a pasakum on the
right.
That tzad.
This is the never-ending discussion. As whether there's
but
a tzad
I mean,
of Cheerios
the fact
of bread.
The machmer during a Seder Mitzvah is even if there's something not available, or even if there is something, meaning that's
that itself, that shaila exactly that you said, is a major, major machlokes. A major machlokes whether the Pashtas is the Shulchan Aruch, it looks, if you've seen the Mishpura on that sif, it's only if you're so makel that even when there is available from the Yid, then that color you can't have in a
right.
Sesame Chuba. But a fellow who's makel on Paspalta when there's nothing available hasn't really got a reason to be machme in a Sesame Chuba.
So then the shaila is, then Cheerios, even on that side.
Right.
So that's
but not everyone agrees to this Hagdara that the color of Paspalta, when there's nothing available, that you're allowed to be makel on that in a Sesame Chuba. That in itself is a
so that's why the tzirufim that would be that's where we come up with for children to
right or gufa because we're masupik
right we're masupik I'm saying the tzirufim here is
right.
Because of the fact that it's special and the fact that it's
there are people who are fiercely opinionated about this question of Cheerios who don't see to start them. People who are absolutely convinced as early and absolutely convinced as early.
But to be makel throughout the year, even if you want to be makbid.
Everyone's makel during the year.
I'm saying, but you want to be makbid on pass Israel, right? But to have pass palter on Cheerios, that's something that, since it's not really necessary.
It's not available.
Not available
in this form.
In this form.
So either way, even if it belongs to the pass family, then what's it?
Right.
During the year.
During the year.
Why is it not available? So you have kosher.
It is.
Not the same.
Right, that's exactly. And that's
not available.
What?
That's not available.
Depends on your priorities.
Yeah. Halachically, that's all not available. Yeah. The halacha takes your priorities into consideration.
In terms of priorities, when it comes to money, meaning you have the ShopRite buns that are $1 and you have the kosher buns that are $5.
That's also called not available. So it's very clear. You have it over here, but see in the poskim on this seat, and it says over here, this seat over here, available, not available. So the poskim speak out. If it's more expensive, that's called not available.
And
all Jewish food is more expensive.
It's not even close. When you talk about buns,
it's impossible to define how much
so
it's called
is there
more expensive.
Something like that. Is there Bakum Lahakmer?
No, here, you talk about Cheerios.
No, on the
buns.
Bus.
I don't know what the price difference is. If there's a cent in between, then
No. In the summer, buns and ShopRite, you buy them for $1, and the Jewish company is $5, $4.50 or whatever.
Okay. That's
is
not
there, I'm saying that so that go, that becomes like the same thing as like a Cheerios. Even the reason for Cheerios is the taste. Here,
the halacha considers price and taste to be considered. That there's nothing available. Definitely the case where the price or the taste is significant. problem is the Shulchan Aruch, how do you define significant? Significant price difference, significant taste difference.
I don't know. It's totally in the person. And two parts of the person. A is his priorities, right? A guy who spends...
No, that's what we want to know before that. That's what I'm trying to find out.
$400 shoes. L'chayre, he should spend that money, no?
You're saying it's relative to the way...
Even
when the way you spend it, it's
so you can say that about the
taste, or taste.
No, I'm not.
Taste depends on your palate, how sophisticated your palate.
No, or maybe it's triple the price. It has nothing to do with what you... Maybe I waste money in here, but why should I waste money on this?
The Shulchan Aruch there, on every page, says, this is Mutter, this is Asa, but Mokim Hefsa Merubah is Mutter. What's called Hefsa Merubah? How do you,
so you
measure Hefsa Merubah?
That's not the
garden. I'm saying Hefsa Merubah, we also don't know how to be magzit.
So it's not Hefsa Merubah, right?
Maybe.
Right, no.
And also it should be totally in the person. What happens if a person is very poor, and it makes a very big difference? $4 to him is a lot. In the same neighbors. To one guy, $4 is important.
Where he relates to this price difference. Right. How many times do you think before you decide to spend the extra dollar? This is some uncharted territory to define.
No, but the question is, so that's what Shai with the Olam's asking.
Could
is
you
that
tell
now,
your wife?
So now it should be Derek HaMuslim. Okay, fine. But this is Halacha. So, but we should, right? This is something where... Because let's say you spend anyways something on Shabbos, so why spend a little more? Get the Yiddish brand. Why get the pretzels?
Well,
then?
You get credit for the chumrah.
Right, meaning you want
a chumrah. I'll tell you something. There's three opinions in the Rishonim. There's a Rishonim who hold that even when there's nothing available, there's still no hetov paspal. So you're spending money on a worthwhile chumrah anyway. Your question is whether, according to the opinion which says it depends on the availability, whether according to him
so
I
saying
have
it's
a
not
Qumran.
A problem of chassid shaitan.
No, for sure not. For sure not. There's a respect to shaitan in this way. Yeah. Okay, fine, enjoy.